Serving up a healthy dose of news, traffic, and engaging opinion. This is Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
Jackie Kennedy is the Director of Engineering Services with the City of Hamilton and joins us now on Good Morning Hamilton. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you, Rick?
I'm good. What's been done in the last week since these lanes closed?
We have had our consultant Stantec out at site as of yesterday with some engineers from the City of Hamilton looking at what we can do. They brought a contractor as well who we're hoping will be able to work with what's there to remove the pressure from behind the steel-facing wall that's in question and make things safe there again. It likely will take some time to get to that point. So I do ask for everyone's continued patience with the closure of the Claremont downbound lanes.
Is there any timeline or a projected timeline you'd like to see?
I don't have a timeline yet. We do want to make sure that things are safe. That's certainly the priority. And we are doing this out of an abundance of caution. When we see something that looks different than we expect, like we have here, and the potential movement is not clear, we do want to take as the caution necessary to make sure that people remain safe. So that's what we're doing while we work to make sure we've got a contractor who's qualified and knows what they're doing to make the next steps and remove that steel facing panel likely. And then we'll have to observe what we see after that and take steps from that point forward.
Are there other areas of the escarpment along the Claremont that are areas of concern, or at least that you're looking at and checking just to make sure everything's okay?
There are, yeah, that's a great question. So from the bridge that's just east of where we are talking about, up the escarpment, there's 600 meters of length of steel wall that we're planning to remove this summer. We've been working with Stantec for a few years now, where they've been doing continued inspections, as well as putting together some technical specifications and a design package to have the rest of that wall removed. So it does extend for the length down to that bridge. It's about, as I said, about 600 meters worth of steel.
We're talking about the downbound Claremont access with our guest on Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML, Jackie Kennedy, Director of Engineering Services at the City of Hamilton. We know that the downbound Claremont used to have three lanes of traffic, but that was cut down to two back in 2012 after that retaining wall burst near really close to where this erosion is occurring. Does a permanent fix exist, or is the escarpment wall kind of forcing the city into a Band-Aid situation?
The next thing we're going to be able to do is get this steel off the escarpment so we can see what's behind it, and we'll take it from there. I don't want to rule out a permanent solution. I don't want to commit to it either because I just don't know. So the next thing we need to do is get these steel-facing walls that were put up for erosion control off the escarpment, have a look at it, and then work with our consulting experts to determine what would be the best next solution for maintaining safety along this roadway.
As you're looking down the road, pardon the pun, but is it likely that the downbound lanes will reopen with only one lane available to traffic? Are you going for two, or could you have both lanes reopened or having traffic going both ways up and down on the right side, so to speak, or on the lane that is currently open?
I'm working with traffic operations and maintenance to determine what we can do there. The top priority right now is to make sure that it's safe. So we've got the two lanes closed in downbound lanes, or the three lanes, including the original closure. And so we're going to have to keep it like that for the immediate future. And we will have to look at what's possible going forward.
What kind of pressure has this put on the other mountain accesses?
Well, it does put some pressure on the other mountain accesses. I don't want to speak too much to the traffic. That's not my area of expertise. My understanding is that the detour is working quite well, and I know that it's going to take some patience from the folks using that every day, and thank them for their patience and understand that we are doing this with the best safety in mind.
Last one for you. You only got about a minute here. The Kedi Trail is also going to be impacted by this. Why is that?
The Keddie Trail is not impacted by this. There are some different maintenance work happening on the Keddie Trail right now. And so it's been closed. It was closed yesterday during the day, and it will be throughout the week for some maintenance not related to this incident.
Okay, great clarification. Jackie, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Wake up with the information you need to get the most out of your day. You're listening to Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.